next goes on with his audiobook, Runantilis. Sorium continued, "Feel, my dear son, and unite your mind with your spirit. Fight and open your heart for the force of love. Illuminate and free your path from your own new sun, the sun which makes the path clear of the eternal light. You only carry one opportunity in your life for enlightenment, and that opportunity takes place every time you perform each of your daily and spiritual routines for one single purpose, to offer them to the love of the profound and to the growth of a new kingdom of the new golden age of light. I drank from the source of water and could feel, as he manifested such thoughts to me, that a strange kind of energy was awakening in me and giving me a clear sensation of lucidity and dynamism. Then the old master moved to one side of the watershed, from where I could see that the path continued. I approached the place where he was, and my senses received a strong but pleasant impression, because we had reached the end of the passageway, and before me stood a small inhabited center which was illuminated as if it were located to the surface. From the entrance I could see that a dome that, as a bubble, allowed oxygen and other life conditions to exist. This center included some buildings that emerged out of a very dense, fern-like vegetation, and this structure gave the impression of belonging to the pre-Inca Tiwankuta era, since they were made from stone blocks especially decorated with gold sheets. Furthermore, this gold created such a contrast with the green surroundings that it stimulated my senses towards a feeling of harmony that combined with the ecstasy generated inside this strange and harmonious place. Also, even when there was no one else visible around us, I could still sense the presence of many other beings. Nevertheless, until then, I'd only seen Soriam, who had accompanied me throughout my stay in the inner retreat. At that moment, Soriam told me, "This is Solar Retreat of the Lake, where the necessary conditions have taken place through the protection generated by this magnetic center to store and to focus knowledge as well as energetic forces, which are first assimilated and then sent to the entire planet. Then, as we descended through passageways made by huge cyclopean rocks," he continued by saying, "Now that you are here, it is of priority that you fill yourself with a vibration as a source of energy, so that wherever you are, you will be able to channel these positive radiations, thus elevating and transforming the level of life of those that surround and accompany you." We were entering a sector from which a great luminosity could be seen, and as we approached it, the impressions that I was receiving became much greater. I felt as if we were expanding, freeing myself and becoming more subtle. Then I was able to appreciate the source of a great light. It was a golden sphere that seemed to be made only of energy, because it expanded and irradiated everything, including me. The sphere was especially suspended in the center of some kind of circular amphitheater, possessing steps that were surrounded by columns on which I could see many other beings in an apparent state of levitation. They were strange white fluorescent tunics, as well as the special medallion, which this time seemed to be lit and radiating energy from the center of their chests. Then, to our encounter, came the old master Sorumis, carrying between the palms of both hands one of these medallions. He extended it towards me and said, "My dear son, all of your humanity has been called to know and to experience that which you have encountered. Today, man has been invited to reach the highest levels of knowledge of life. This achievement depends entirely on him and his integration to the conscious work of service to evolution. You have, therefore, arrived here to unite in consciousness with the work of those of us who share in one light, the living light of the truth. Therefore, raise your consciousness and evoke as follows in the name of the work of service needed in this time. In the name of God, in the name of the Master, and in the name of those who serve the divine outline, I evoke the strength of the one Sun, so that together with our own, it forms the necessary balance and guides the world. Then the force shall be with you, and also with those who share your path. Furthermore, the light will have motivated even the last of your atoms for the expansion of your light bodies, making the one that is formed as life from the sun to grow, thus irradiating everything from within you. At this point, wherever you are, you will project with the awareness to all the places that need to be polarized and protected the most, what we all are projecting at this moment, the solar energy concentrated in this enclosure. The old master Suryam now allowed me to observe upon himself a brief smile of satisfaction with saying, in his typically serene and loving way, "Certainly, you have all been invited to request the one light manifested in this place, no matter where you may be, but when you do, always try to establish an encounter with your own heart. The thought that I am now going to manifest to you will be able to open it. O Eternal Father of Luminous Light, please join in my mind with my spirit and pour once again your spirit over mine. In this way, my spirit will become yours, and I will find your spirit in me. Awaken in me that atom of light and inspire me with a violet flame that I find lodged within, for your eternal wisdom to be poured, and with it may I illuminate the steps of my inner path. I do love you, O Lord, profound one in me, and I am blessed. That was the last words of chapter 8. Next is chapter 9, which is, I think, the last one. Let me take a look. No, it's 10 chapters, but because of low power on my PC here, I need to recharge and end this chapter, this reading of this audiobook, and goes on another audio file when I have charged the PC.